Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, the Senior Area Director, and I have a very special guest all the way from Gillette, Wyoming today, and this is Fawn Hadlock. Fawn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brandon. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I've had a lot of travel going on. I got to see you just a couple weeks ago at your visitor day, and I'm happy to be home, and I'm happy that my travel is kind of calming down. And a big part of her visitor day is the reason that we have Fawn on the podcast today. During the referral and testimonial part, she had the opportunity to share one of her stories of a BNI experience. And I think we hear a lot about BNI being international, right? It's not just your local chapter that you can find referrals from. And I'm assuming with most industries, people don't look at the big picture. I think your industry could be some of those members. Fawn, just to give you a little bit of history here, she is in the jewelry business. And how long have you been doing that now?
Oh, boy. I've actually been involved with Riddles for 17 years in the jewelry industry. But I actually started making jewelry back in 1982.
And I'm guessing this is nice jewelry, not like braided stuff you make in school, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. I actually worked for a Black Hills Gold manufacturer.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And so since we have Fawn on here, let's go ahead and run through your bio really quick to give you a little introduction, and then we'll dig in to get some of your information to share with our members here. So like you said, you've been with Riddles 17 years, previous types of job, furniture, sales, and banking. I too was a teller for a while. I think everybody should work at a bank for at least 1 year. You learned so much there. Your spouse is Jeff. And it looks like you love birds. You've got Fred, Alex, Billy, and Bobby, right?
Correct.
And
yeah.
What kind of birds are they?
Oh, gosh. We have Fred. He's the double yellow-headed Amazon.
Wow.
And then we have Alex. That is a green-winged macaw. And then Billy and Bobby are umbrella cockatoos.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see, hobbies and interests, scuba diving, hiking, hunting, and camping. You just love the outdoors. She's lived in Gillette for 8 years currently. One of her burning desires is travel more. And I'm not going to read everything you wrote here, but the scuba diving has a lot to do with the traveling.
Correct.
Something nobody knows about her. You put on jammies the minute you get home from work or on your day off, right?
Oh, yes.
To be comfy. And then keys to success, love of God, family, and my country. Not afraid of anything. And then in parentheses, well, much. And I agree. So the cool story that Fawn got to share is she made an international connection with the jewelry industry. And like I was saying, I think some people might think of the jewelry industry as the transactional seat, right? Somebody needs some jewelry, they come to me, they buy it. That's a great referral for me. We're good to go. But leave it to Fawn to take that, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 steps further. So first off, why don't you share the story of the connection that you made?
Well, basically, I had gotten the idea a while back, and I finally decided to take advantage of it. In our industry, we deal with a lot of jewelry manufacturers, other companies that make the jewelry, and then in turn, we buy it and we sell it. And that's how we basically get it, you know, to the consumer. So in the jewelry world, it's just amazing how far that the jewelry actually comes from, and people don't realize that a lot of times. We have a lot of manufacturers here in the United States, but a lot of jewelry is manufactured overseas. And I've spoken with our the owners of our company, and they travel all over the world looking at different things, trying to find out the new trends, trying to keep up with the new and latest and greatest thing in the jewelry industry. And so I started thinking it would be kind of interesting, since I'm involved in BNI, that we are an international company. Basically, we should be able to connect with anybody that's in our BNI. So I decided I would just go on to BNI Connect, and I started doing a little bit of research on trying to find out how I can find other people that are in our group in another international area. So basically, I went into the jewelry part of it, brought it up on BNI Connect, and I was able to find different groups in different areas. I have been in contact with some of our company's manufacturers that we deal with that are from India. And I thought, well, I knew Vince had just gone to India recently. And I thought, well, I'm going to check that out. So that's what I did. Went into the India area and found the jewelers. And through BNI Connect, I was able to send them a message through there. And then it took about, 3 weeks or so. And I got a message back from someone. So I have in turn sent that on to our company, our corporate company, to see if that would make a good connection for them.
And you used specifically the messaging option in BNI Connect, correct?
Correct. And so, I actually got a message through that back from them.
And in your profile, it should default to this, but it is set up where if somebody sends you a message through BNI Connect, it then defaults to whatever email you have in the system, and then it shows up. So you don't always have to be checking your messages in Connect, although I believe it's the right-hand corner it shows you that. But that just kind of streamlines when they respond back to you. And you kind of discovered this feature on your own, right? Looked it up and rocked it out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it actually was very easy. I'm the mentor coordinator for our group. And so I get to deal and help with a lot of our new members trying to weave in and out of the BNI Connect and how to figure out some of these things. So it's been kind of fun. I've gotten to learn a lot myself trying to help other people figure it out. So it's fun.
The saying is those who teach learn, right?
That's right.
So what would the big side benefit of these connections be for your company, for your owners? What could be a long-term effect of this connection?
Oh, a lot of tremendous things. It gives us opportunities to find great industries that we can deal with because they're involved in BNI, and we know that the giver's gain motto goes a long ways. We can trust what they're telling us. We can trust what they're selling us. Then in turn, we can feel confident in selling that to our consumers. Because in the jewelry industry, it is a very important thing to be able to have that trust with your manufacturers, mm-hmm. where they're sourcing their diamonds from. That has, in the past, probably 10 years or a little longer, has been a big concern that gemstones and jewelries and things like that aren't coming from some of these countries that are in a lot of war, and the diamonds that they sell aren't contributing to the war efforts, what they call blood diamonds. And so we actually are very concerned in our company. We get contractual assignments. Signage from these manufacturers that they are not purchasing blood diamonds. So it's very important to us to be able to trust. And BNI, with everybody being in that group, you know that you can trust them.
Well, and if all else fails, you could ask them. You have that open communication, and you can express your values that you want to stick to. And if they don't meet those, hey, great to meet you. But obviously, this isn't the referral that we're looking for.
Correct.
Well, yeah. Leave it up to me, my little sales mindset. I'm thinking you're trying to eliminate some of the middlemen and go to the main source. But I like how really it plays in on the values of what you guys stand for. And BNI gives you the ability to stick to those values and really go to, no pun intended, the source.
If you Correct.
To make sure that that holds true through the whole process. And what a great opportunity for your consumers, too. You're bringing a quality product that you will stand behind. And not that Riddles would never do that to begin with, but it's amazing to see you taking those efforts and using your resources to make sure that that holds true. So Correct. Absolutely fantastic. I guess anything else that you wanted to touch on before we kind of close it up here?
Just basically connections that I've gotten with BNI, not just at my local level, but being able to reach out and connect with people, you know, across the country or across the world. I think it's very fascinating. And it's just, it's a great organization. So I really love BNI.
Awesome. And by the way, I did not prep her to say any of that. She even dropped Giver's Gain on her own. So Fawn, I really, really do appreciate that. And I appreciate you as a member. I know that you're a strong member in your chapter. And I have to recognize your chapter was one of the chapters that won the BNI Blitz. And you got all your branding material. And Vince and I had the honor to both be at your visitor day to see all that. And also another great event. They have a fantastic caterer who did great food for that day and a fantastic location that you guys meet at. So it was great seeing you guys. Great being at your event. And congratulations to your chapter again. I have to give the shout out there.
Great. Thank you so much.
So for our listeners, I always like to remind you that these podcasts are for our members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in a future podcast. Fawn, thank you so much for your time. I know you live in the consumer world, so it's not always easy to block out some time like this. And if you heard the phones in the background, she's in her office plugging away. So we got to let her get back to what she's doing there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon.
And we will talk to you on a future podcast.